You're listening to SBS News.
It's the hardest hit nation in Latin America, with more than 310,000 reported coronavirus cases. And it looks likely to overtake Russia to become the second most affected country in the world. And now, Brazil has hit another grim milestone, registering a record 1,188 COVID-19 deaths in one day. Medical experts say a lack of testing in the country means the infection and death rates are probably much higher. But Claudio Terra says the uncertainty around case numbers may soon change. He's the Director of Innovation and Transformation at Albert Einstein Hospital in Sao Paulo, which has developed a genetic coronavirus test with the potential to screen over 1,500 patients at the same time. Although the test takes up to 48 hours for results to come in, he says its mass screening ability has the potential to help authorities better understand the level of infection in Brazil.
Now our objective is to take this technology further, not only within our production capacity, but to take it further as much as possible out into the world, so that other laboratories in Brazil and outside Brazil can produce them.
The United States remains the country most affected by COVID-19, with its death toll approaching 89,000. President Donald Trump says he may support another fiscal stimulus bill to help prop up the economy, though he hasn't provided any details on what he would like to see in such legislation. He's also eager to get back on the campaign trail for this year's presidential election, saying rallies may have to be held indoors until the crisis settles down enough for traditional events.
I don't want to have a stadium where you're supposed to have a person and then seven empty seats and then another person. So we might do some outdoor big ones, and we may also just wait till the stadiums can open up. I think it's going to be soon. We'll go to a place like Florida. We'll go to a place like maybe Georgia or some other place where they're going to be opening up. Whoever opens up first.
Over the border in Canada, the government is promising around $81 million more to organisations helping Indigenous people during the pandemic who aren't living on reserves. It had previously pledged around $16 million in funding for services such as counselling, healthcare, food and supportive housing. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the services provided to Canada's Indigenous population are in high demand.
We need to make sure they have the resources to adapt and grow their services so they can fulfil their important mission. This is critical work. If you live off reserve or in a city, we're working to make sure you don't fall through the cracks. You need and deserve services that are culturally appropriate, and that's what we're doing with today's investment.
As Britain continues to work on containing its outbreak, data released from an antibody surveillance study suggests 17% of people in London and about 5% in the rest of the country have already had COVID-19. The Office for National Statistics says there wasn't any evidence of increased infection among frontline National Health Service and care staff. While the test was a small sample, British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says plans to increase the viral testing to larger groups are underway.
We have signed contracts to supply in the coming months over 10 million tests from Roche and Abbott. From next week, we'll begin rolling these out in a phased way. At first, to health and care staff, patients and residents.
In Austria, the government is taking extra precautions to ensure it doesn't get a second wave of infections when the country's borders reopen to holidaymakers. It already has agreements in place with Germany, Liechtenstein and Switzerland to open borders fully next month. And Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says he's optimistic similar understandings could be reached with Austria's eastern neighbours in the coming week.
The Republic of Austria is going to invest a lot in order to have high test capacities and test employees who are in contact with guests as much and as regularly as possible in order to prevent them from becoming multi-spreaders in case of an infection.
Meanwhile, International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach has conceded that the Tokyo Games will have to be cancelled if the event can't be held next year. The IOC and Japanese government took the unprecedented decision in March to delay the Games until July 2021. But Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said it won't be able to go ahead at all unless the coronavirus crisis is contained. Mr. Bark has told the BBC while the IOC is still committed to holding the Games next year, he understands the position.
You cannot forever employ 3,000 or 5,000 people in an organizing committee. You cannot every year change the entire sports schedule worldwide of all the major federations. You cannot have the athletes being in uncertainty.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.